Basically, the market will have the modern facility, the trading platform for horticultural produce, meaning all the vegetables, all the tomatoes, all the green peppers, and things like that, which usually enhancing food safety, food security, and so forth.
How many farmers will this help?
In this particular opportunity or innovation, the Zambia Lusaka market is the first one of its kind that allows 3 million small-scale producers and normal commercial farmers who are in the hundreds to be able to have their produce sold or packaged and sold to all supermarkets locally and abroad, meeting all the traceability from the farm, from the seed to the market, which meets all the international global standards required for produce to be found in global supermarkets. So usually this is our philosophy, basically, is to say, you know, if we look after our farmers, everybody benefits. And our market infrastructure, operations and trading rules are designed to serve the interests of small-scale producers to ensure they reap the benefits of their hard work. So that means from the seed to input providers, to transporters, to packaging, suppliers, an increase in volume and quality of fresh produce flows benefits through the consumers. And the food, improves, generally the fresh produce value chain. So that means the produce becomes available to the supermarkets, which is not happening now. As you may have maybe noticed, there are a lot of reports of people crying, you cannot import, for example, like onions. But then the information available, which farmer has the onions, is missing. So that missing gap is what we are addressing to ensure that all the products produced in Zambia are available in a clean environment, as our market is going to address, including the fair and the transparent pricing, meaning it is like a stock exchange of fresh produce.
Zambia recently opened the way for farmers of avocado to export to countries abroad and earn foreign exchange, not only the farmers, but to Zambia's economy. How would this help?
Exactly. So, I am an avocado farmer myself. I mean, we have a plantation of more than 30,000 avocados. So when time comes for harvesting, this means that you can produce your avocados, make it available to our market. Our market, because it follows the global standards of rules of trade, of making sure that the produce is directly from the source, all the processes up to the consumer. So that means the product can enter international market. As you have seen, the avocados now entering the European market. Because at the end of the day, Zambia has a lot of organically produced food. But they cannot enter the international market because they're not having capacity to trace the product from the source to all the way the processes in between to meet what you call good agricultural practice, including meeting the standards that will allow international global markets to be able to source the produce from the market. So we have an export desk that will take care of all the export requirements, meeting all the international, whether it's European, American markets, to meet all the standards of making products exported. And we offer the storage. And so these facilities will help the small-scale farmer to aggregate their produce into our market, which meets the international rules. And then that product is sourced through the market to be available to any international market. So that makes the benefit of foreign exchange from even a small scale be able to contribute to the national gross domestic, our GDP, through the export. Because now you have more producers of high-quality produce, which meets all the quality rules, and able to trade and able to be traded through the market and packaged and presented for international markets.